utility companies in South Central Alaska will enjoy a little more stability in their supply of natural gas this winter with the opening of a new $160 million storage facility in Kenai. Operated by Cook Inlet Natural Gas Storage Alaska, or CINGSA, the new facility is the first of its kind in Alaska and will provide a buffer between the seasons of peak production and peak demand. KDLL's Shaylin Cochran has the story.
This is a very significant project in terms of both our business and for delivering gas, but also for our customers and for the state of Alaska.
That was Continental Energy Systems CEO George Schreiber delivering some opening remarks during the commissioning of the new natural gas storage facility in Kenai Thursday morning. This venture will supply natural gas to a number of utility companies throughout South Central, including NSTAR, Homer Electric Association, Chugach Electric Association, and others. Following the ceremony, Senior Project Engineer Ed Scarpace directed tours for the media and others in attendance. Here he explains the basic process by which gas will move into and out of the system.
The gas storage facility takes natural gas from the pipeline system in the summer and injects it into a storage reservoir. From there, the gas goes into the compressor units, and then the gas is flowing across the street into the wells. During the month of October, we'll have a short shutdown, and then when the weather gets cold, then gas will start flowing out of the station and supplement the gas supply for the area.
The whole operation sits on two separate sites, totaling about 16 acres. Across the street from the compressors is the well pad, where gas flows through a 16-inch pipeline into a naturally occurring reservoir under the Kenai River. Here's project manager Rick Gengis.
Well, essentially, we're just filling up the structure once again. It originally contained about 26.5 billion cubic feet of gas. It was a gas-producing field, so it essentially held gas over geologic time, and nothing leaked out. So what we're doing with gas storage is essentially just filling that container back up again.
CINGSA has been injecting gas into the reservoir since April, but the process to get the facility built and online started long before that and involved the concerted efforts of a number of groups and organizations with a lot of help from the state legislature. Kenai Senator Tom Wagner was on hand for the commissioning and says providing incentives to the companies involved was key in getting the project online.
The heavy lifting on this in the legislature was done by Mike Hawker from Anchorage. He had a staff and had hired another, more or less kind of a consultant to work on the project and do the bill. And they also at the same time put credits for exploration in Cook Inlet, increased the credits there. All in all, the legislature, this is a very big legislative success.
Kenai City Manager Rick Cook says operations that are industrial in nature and have a minimal impact don't come along too often, and CINGSA represents a boon to the local economy in the form of jobs and an expanded tax base.
From a property tax standpoint, it will be in excess of $100,000 a year in property tax to the city. There's not a huge number of people that are involved in the ongoing operations of the facility, but there's ongoing maintenance and other things. So all of that helps when it comes to jobs that are close to home.
Looking forward, he says the CINGSA facility offers some flexibility should a gas line ever be built to serve South Central, as having that storage capacity close to users would allow for construction of an optimally sized line that wouldn't be tasked with carrying peak production flows. Reporting from Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.